It's time for the Open Tomb Ministries broadcast. Open Tomb Ministries, the family church at 5655 Temecuana Road. Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. Worship service at 10:30. Tuesday night Bible study at 7. Here's Bishop Strobridge with today's message.
He wants you to. Do you remember when he told God? He said, yeah, I went down and I shook up Job's life. But Lord, you ain't playing fair. You got your hand around him.
Yes.
Take your hand off him and I bet you I'll be successful then.
Yes,
Lord, you ain't playing right. But he wants to play dirty. But then he tells you, you're not playing right. You know why he says you're not playing right? Because the enemy is surprised to see when you have a plan and you are willing to fight back. He is so used to us laying down. But when he comes to a believer who know what they is and know how they walk with God, the enemy going to look at you and say, now, I know, I knew Paul and I knew this person. And then there's some Satan say, well, who are you? But you need to be one of those where the enemy says, hey, I know Chris. Well, how you know him? Boy, I scuffled with that dude one time. When the enemy fights you, you let him leave knowing that he's been in a fight. Are you listening? You let him know he's been in a fight. You do not hand him the victory. You are fighting and your soul is on the line. It is not a game. Stop looking to the people beside you and realize that the battle is in your mind. The enemy has met you on your turf. Didn't Goliath come to David? He was already in the valley. Yeah. Who among the Israelites will come down and face me? Saul was afraid. He's a general. He's a leader. He doesn't know what to do. Little shepherd boy steps up and says, hey, I ain't got nothing but some rocks and a slingshot. But let me have a shot at it. Let me have a shot at him. And the same God that delivered a bear and a lion in my hands, he gonna deliver that Philistine in my hands. Are you listening to me? He didn't go hoping for victory. He went knowing that the victory was his. He knew it. He knew it. Watch this. Tremaine, you have already lost the fight when you go into the fight hoping that you win. But when you go in and say, I'm just going to manifest the fact that I've already won. You are not going to win. You are going to show the enemy that you are a winner. That's why you're going. Let me say this to you, and I'm going to get on down the road. Fear is threat. When the enemy frightens you, he has verbally and mentally threatened you. Fear is only threats. That's it. That's it. That's all it is. And this is why I say in my book that's coming out, when the enemy threatens you, make him prove it. Make him prove to you that you are going to fail the way that he's telling you you are. And the only way that you can make him prove it is go to the thing that he's telling you you won't make it in. And when you get there, you will realize, oh, thank you, God. You will realize that the devil is a liar from the beginning, right? Which means no matter what he tell you, he can't keep his word. Oh, that's good. No matter what he tells you, if you stand up against him, he's going to show you that he's a liar. Because what he told you would happen when you stand in front of it and challenge it. Look at the enemy and say, you said I'm going to fail. Then prove it. Do it. He's going to turn and leave and come back at an opportune time. I didn't expect for them to stand up to me like that. The enemy's strength does not exceed his threats. You got to understand that. now watch this. You can't allow the fact that sometimes he does get a hit in and here and a hit there. But even the boxer know if I get up, I get an 8 count, I get a chance to refresh myself and I'm back in the fight. The only time you are defeated, elder, is when you go down and say, I quit. I ain't getting up. Don't the Bible say the righteous fall 7 times, but they get up? In other words, what he's saying, you fighting a good fight. Don't be discouraged because you got knocked down. Get on up, righteous, and keep fighting.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
The enemy is after your mind. He is after your life. And he is after your children. Do you think that the enemy began to search for you the moment you were born? He waited for God to finish forming Adam and jump right on him. The enemy has been after you since Adam fell. I'm going to tell you something you may not know. You don't know your great, 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 great grandfather. But I bet you the devil does. He knows more about your family than you do. Just because you were born into the information don't mean you got it all. You ever hear somebody say, "What you can't tell me nothing, young buck. I've been around here, boy, longer than you." That's what the enemy's saying. And that's why he fights you with such confidence. Because there's so many people before you in your family that failed and gave up. And he looks at you and he says, "Your family's got a history of giving up. What makes you different? I'm coming for you because it's in the blood. Just like they gave up, you're going to give up too. Just like I defeated them, I'm going to defeat you too. And guess what? I ain't got to do nothing but threaten you. And I'm going to threaten you, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to make reality look bigger than what it is. If I don't have but two fighting with me, I'm going to make you feel like I got a battalion. And if you can't see him, he'll make the room stink. Well, you can smell him. He looks and he says, "Patience, I know you. I know your family. It's in the blood. I've sat and watched your family fall piece by piece. But I'm going to tell you something. You break that generational curse when you don't fall the way they did." You know this saying, if you get the head, the body will follow? The enemy says, "You know what? I got the great granddaddy, so I get the rest of them." Your life is not a game. And your salvation is on the line. So I understand, number one, the enemy fights me in my desires. He doesn't play fair because he's given me, he knows what I want. He knows I want what he's offering me. He knows that I'm in a marriage, but he knows that I want to go out and do what I shouldn't be doing. He knows that I turn into drunkenness, but he keeps offering me alcohol because he knows that's what I want. Satan, you ain't playing fair. But I'm going to tell you something. Ain't nothing fair about fighting. You either win or lose, one of the two. But you have a king. Oh, glory to God. And see, the thing that was so sweet about Leonidas, he was the first one on the field to fight. All the soldiers behind. He already told a man, he said, "Hey, if I go down, you pick up the flag and you care. Or you pick up this and you care." That's what Paul's saying to you. Because that's what Christ said to him. Christ said, "It's finished for me." He said, "The Father taking me out of the game. I got the spiritual purple heart in the middle of valor. I'm going to rest a little while and I'm going to get the crown of glory," Paul is saying. Then Paul tells you, he says, "Now I'm getting ready to be taken out of the game. I've been wounded. I'm old. I got my battle scars to prove it. So what I need you to do now is I need you to understand how to wear this stuff I've been wearing all my life. Put on the full armor. I don't care if sometime you stumble in the sword, the word, don't lose your faith. Yes. Keep the shield. Because even when I don't have a sword to strike the enemy back, I got my shield and I can keep him from striking me. I'm not hurting when I strike the enemy, but I hurt when he strikes me. So I got to keep my shield no matter what." Paul is telling you what it's like to be in a battle for your soul. It's not a game. He will cause you to lash out at the people who love you the most. He will have you to sit in your house and think devious thoughts. And then you'll jump on folk without them even knowing where it came from. When the enemy disrupts your peace, it is simply because there are about five or six more people whose peace he's after. And he'll get it through you. Watch this now. I want you to know what it says on the screen. The reason why the shield of faith is so important is because it neutralizes the weapons of the enemy. It neutralizes it. In other words, faith takes away the power of doubt. It takes it away. It neutralizes it to where the enemy can't do anything. Job, he's lost everything. He's lost the helmet. His feet are bare. He's lost the breastplate. But he sits there and he says, although God slay me, I still got my shield to trust him. So the first thing you have to do, you got to know, if you drop and stumble in the word sometimes, don't lose your faith. Please don't lose the shield, because that's when you die spiritually. And all it takes is for the enemy to hit you in the right place one time, and you may never recover. Keep your faith. Watch this. Isaiah said, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No weapon formed will prosper. What keeps the bullet from prospering is the bulletproof vest. What keeps the snares of the enemy from prospering is the shield of faith. And here's the thing that Peter struggled with. Jesus sends the disciples into a storm. It was intentional. He knew what he was doing. The storm didn't just come out of Jesus' control. Jesus had thought when he was on that mountain and he saw the disciples go out on the boat, he looked and he spoke as God to nature and said, hey, stir up the water. Then he said, wind, come here, I need you to make some noise. Then he said, I need water, I need you to stretch out and make some waves. And I need you to be all over the place. I need you to seem aggressive. In other words, I need you to make reality look more dangerous than what it is. So Jesus goes walking to them. And in the midst of the boat, they're hollering for their lives. And the Bible says that Peter was the only one that was able to see the Prince of Peace in the midst of a storm where he needed peace the most. You have to be able to see peace in the midst of the storm. You have to be able to see that no matter how difficult it is, there's a presence of tranquility there. And Peter had that gift in everything. Now, here's the thing that the enemy does. God allowed the enemy to disturb everything around Job's life. Now, why does God allow the enemy to disturb everything around your life? Why does it seem like everything is falling apart? Why does it seem like everything, nothing is working out, nothing is coming together? Because the enemy knows that however you see reality can affect you. So in other words, I've got to make your surrounding look real bad. Because when I make your surrounding look real bad, then it makes you vulnerable. And once you're vulnerable, see, when you're in a vulnerable position and when you think you're going to lose, you don't worry about fighting. You're just crying for help and you want to get out. You'll lay your sword, you'll lay your shield down, you'll uncover your head and you will scream for help. And you forget that you're in a fight. So God intentionally allows the enemy to stir up your surroundings to make it look badder than what it is. Because what you see affects your mind and it alters your thinking. But no matter what I see, I got my eyes on God. Stephen is being stoned to death, but he looks towards heaven. And every stone that hit him, he never breaks the stare. Him and Jesus are watching each other. And Jesus is saying, keep your eyes on me, Stephen. I know that they're hitting you. I know that it's hurting. But keep your eyes on me. The moment you take your eyes off of me, you become vulnerable to what's happening. Keep your eyes on me. Look towards the hills. That's where your help comes from. God is at the top of the hill. Look at me, Stephen. The Bible says that Stephen locked eyes with Jesus.
Listen again next Sunday at 8 p.m. as the message continues from Bishop Stobridge at Open Tomb Ministries, The Family Church at 5655 Timaquana Road, Sunday School at 9:30, Worship Service at 10:30, Tuesday Night Bible Study at 7, Bishop Stobridge's books, The Mystery of Creation and the Discovery of Self, and The Fulfillment of Purpose are available at the church and Amazon.com.